Part 3 of Building Custom Content Management System Websites Using PHP and MySQL. And here we are back at our index.php page. And I added a couple of little design tweaks, put borders around all of these table cells for the menu system body and footer areas. And you can see in the code, it's right in line, this style attribute, or the style property is set on this table column, and which you can also give just give this table column a class and then put the styling in the CSS up top here. And if you even want to go a little further, you take all this CSS and you put it in a CSS file, and then you just link to that CSS file up here in the head of the website, which I have plenty of tutorials on how to do that. Web Intersect was set up that way, where it used external style sheet, CSS style sheet. But in this one, I just went the quick route and put it in line. And if you ever get to the point to where you're letting clients or customers, or you want yourself to adapt these style values, then you can set up forms for that. When you get more advanced, you know, set up forms, change all the styling from the admin center in the back end. Let's say we go here to common tab and we put a link in, and we want the text to say, let's say we know there's going to be a home link. It's okay, so now we don't want it to be that dark blue or that standard blue link. So all we have to do is go into the page properties down here and let's set in the CSS appearance section, the links CSS. We'll go with link color, maybe a nice beige, so we can go to the color picker. We want the links to be about like that. And then when you roll over them, we want them to turn white. Active. Let's make active stay white. And visited. Let's make it, I don't want visited to turn color, so I'm going to leave it like that. Always underline. Only on rollover. Show underline only on rollover, press OK or apply. You can see it changed. Press OK. Okay, so now the links will have underline when they're rolled over, when the mouse user's mouse rolls over them, and they'll turn white. And so that's in the CSS now. You can go into the CSS section in the head of the document, and you can see it added these A identifier, which is for the links on the page, and it gives them all of their styling for each instance or for each state: visited, hover, active, and regular. Okay, so that's how that works. And now that's all set up for whenever links are put on the site, they'll be that color. So if somebody in the WYSIWYG, in the text editor, the rich text editor that will be in the admin center, if they make a link on the page, it will have that value. Or they can set a custom color around it using the color picking features of the WYSIWYG. Alright, so now we have home, and that's perfect. That's what we want. So let's grab this, Control X, just take it right out of there. And there we are, back to what we had there. In the code view, watch how easy it is to, I don't really want to close the connection here yet. But let me show you how easy it is to render this magic menu. Okay, so what we'll do is link to, we can just go straight to index. and we'll make it accept the variable to make all the pages use this one page to render the whole site out, basically. Let's see, index.php, and in the search engines it would be seen as many pages because they each have a different URL. Right here, like I'm about to make it, let's say PID equals this variable of PID that we created up here. Put that right in there, but around that we have to put single quote space dot space space dot space single quote to kind of encapsulate it there so it will render correctly. Okay, now it will render as the variable and not that dollar sign PID. The variable will be whichever ID for whichever page. So far in the database we have two pages, so it will be the ID 1 and 2 coming out. So in the long run, very soon here, I'm going to make these pages render upon which variable it's looking for. Somebody comes to the home page, they're first visiting the site, they just come to the home page, we're going to make it have the home page displaying by default. They click any links on the site, the whole site will change up. Okay, so let's see. Alright, let's explain this line by line. Okay, so this loop here, this whole loop from, let's see, there's the include. So basically what we do is from lines 3 to, well really from 5 to 17, we're rendering out the menu, the main menu, using a while loop. And let me explain the code right now. So I claim session start because we're going to be, at this point we really don't need that in, but it's not going to hurt right now, but we are going to need it eventually, so I'm just going to leave it there. We're going to be using some session variables, and possibly, if not, I'll remove it. And then we connect to our scripts folder, and that connected MySQL little script that we wrote that connects to our database. So we go into the scripts folder and we connect to MySQL through that file. And you can make this require once, but I'm just going to use include once. Maybe make a my own custom message if there's no variable set. Now let's make it require because it's going to need it. Okay, and or you can make it include once, and then if it doesn't actually grab the file and connect successfully, you can make your own custom error messages and display. But I'm just going to make it require once, so if it doesn't connect to it, the page won't run at all. Okay, so now on line 6 here, what I did was I set up my SQL command, which is basically packing the SQL for the query into this variable. So the SQL for my query is right here in between these double quotes, and it gets all that string right there, that string of text gets packed into this variable. Okay, and what we're doing there is we're selecting the ID field and the link label field that we made in PHP MyAdmin here. Remember? Bring this down some. We had the page ID right there, we're grabbing that, and the page's link label. That's all we need for rendering out the menu, is its ID, its unique ID in the database, and its link label. And so we grab those two things. We select ID, link label from pages, which is the table. The name of that table is pages, see? And we order by page order ascending. So here we have the page order. If we browse, we'll see home is number 1 in page order, and about is number 2. That's how that works. Okay, so now on the next line, is the actual query executing the query. And this variable at this line, actually right here, when this variable is packed with this MySQL query function, then it executes. So what we're saying in the query is we're using my connection, which is in the connection file, and then we run the MySQL command. So you need, when you're using the MySQLi family function, or function family of functions, instead of the regular MySQL family of functions, you have to set the connection here and then separate that with comma, and then put your MySQL query, which you can just have all of this data right here that I have highlighted right now, right here. But it's easier just to throw a variable in there. Pack it all into a variable and throw it right there. So that's how that works. And if the connection fails, or the query fails rather, it will die and the MySQL error will display for you. It's good for debugging. Okay, so we set the query into this variable. We execute the query here. Now we're going to initialize a menu display variable, which is going to be a variable that is compounded within the while loop to add many, many, many items, as many as you have that's in the query, the result set from the query. So here we initialize that menu display variable there, and we run a while loop on the MySQL query, and we use MySQLi fetch array. And we claim row as the row identifier, the field identifier. So all we do is we output, or we rather we access the fields that we want, and we pack those into local PHP variables here, just for easier use in the code below here. And then that menu display variable gets compounded here using the dot syntax there to make sure that the variable doesn't get overwritten, but it gets added to. So each item, each page, this will add a link and a break tag, so they just kinda line up in a nice row. You can also make lists, unordered lists or ordered lists. HTML has lists and order lists, ordered lists and unordered lists tags set up especially for making lists for this type of thing, if you want to use that instead. But I'm just going to use a break tag, so they'll be on their own line and it'll be a nice little link there. There's many, many things you can do here, and you can also add CSS buttons. If you wanted to have a CSS menu, a pure CSS menu, you can set those up right here, all in the loop. Just put one line of code and it will render out up to 30 of them if you have 30 pages or whatever. And that's why these are nice magical websites, because it's minimal code and it'll handle a large bulk of information and navigation. Okay, so the page we want to link to is going to be this page. It's going to have a variable of whichever ID this is. So what's going to happen is this little query, this little setup here, all these lines of code, is just to set up the display and the navigation of that main menu link. So let's see if it displays now. We'll use this variable here and we'll echo it down in the page where it needs to go, and that is right here, menu system, right where it says that. Let's go up to PHP. Sorry. Right there, I'm in the PHP tab, and I'm going to hit echo. See? Echo menu display variable right there. And now let's save that. Now let's go back to the design view, and we'll see we have a little PHP block there now. And that's where our menu will render. Now it's time to go online and test this bad boy. See if we're connected to our database successfully and this menu renders successfully. And then we can continue with the PHP to make. Okay, I've got all the files for the system so far put up on the live server online, and it connected to the MySQL database successfully. It ran the query, and you'll notice I have two labels that say home. And the reason why is because in the code here, I forgot to see where it says home. If it stays like that, then all will say home. You have to render out this variable here in that section, like we're rendering out the PID, the page ID. So let's just take that whole little encapsulation. Press Control C with that highlighted. Press Control V, get it right there. There, now each link label will come in like it should. Now let's FTP this adjusted page and let's refresh and see what we get. There we go. Now it says home and about just like it should, and you can see this menu is 100% magically delicious, magically rendered according to what is in the database. And you can see as I go over, if you look at the bottom left hand of the screen, as I go over each link, it has the index PID variable it should down there at the bottom. Let me move it up a little. See? PID 1 and 2, it switches. Okay. So, that covers getting your menu built in a dynamic way using what's in the database as far as pages go. And so let's just go ahead and section that off real nice visually, and let's close it right here. What are we doing here? Let's go here. There we go. That section right there, this line connects to the database. This is used for sessions later, but these lines of code here is what renders your menu display. And this can be put into an external file and brought in, included into this script, which I might do. I might separate this out. Now, all we need is functionality for this little application here to realize which page we need to be rendering, which body. And so let's see, we can put in the modules actually. Yeah, let's query the modules and then we'll worry about the body. Okay, let's just jump right in here at the top of the script, push that section down that renders the menu, the main menu. And right here, let's make ourselves a little comment. We're going to query the modules first. So let's say query module data for display. And I'm thinking I'm going to set a few things into session variables that can be set into session variables. That way we don't have to keep re-querying the database for those items. And we'll make it session based, so each time the user shuts down their browser and comes back, the session will be expired. That way it will access all the new data the next time they come back if you happen to change your site up or your client changes the site. So let's see, query the member data. Let's go ahead and grab this whole thing. Actually, let's grab all that. And let's put it right there. And we're going to change it up a little. From modules, instead of from pages, we're going to choose the... Before we start that, I realized I have to add a where clause here. So we're going to select where we're building the main menu display. Select ID, link label, from pages. Let's add this where clause. Where showing... I'm going to make sure we only want to show the ones that are set to show in the database, where showing equals 1 in between single quotes. So showing equals true. Okay. And we're going to add that same clause to the modules, because the modules also have that showing field, where showing equals 1. Alright, now let's change this up a little bit to be, let's select module body. Module body from modules table, not the pages table. Selecting from the modules table now, where showing equals 1. Order by is not necessary. Okay, we got to change this query all up, really. So let's say select module body from modules where showing equals 1 and I'm just going to directly query each one. Name of the module equals let's see, I think the top one was custom. Let's just see if we can grab the footer. Limit 1. Okay. Query's good. While. Now let's grab this data module body right here. We can just call this footer. We don't need that there because we're going to echo out that footer variable. Free the query result, and I think that's good. Now we should have a footer. Let's grab that. And down where we're displaying the footer, let's just go ahead and remove that. Echo footer variable that we just assembled above with that query. So now we'll have a query that's going to get the footer module and display it on page, and also a query that's going to build our main menu. Let's put that up. Index. Now let's test it out. Press refresh. There we go. So we have our main menu and our remember what I wrote in the database for the footer? Links go here to various pages, whatever custom pages we want to make. Okay, so getting this custom module should be pretty simple now. We'll just kind of copy this query. And there might be a little more efficient way to query these together to get them on both out with one query. There are ways to do it, but I'm not going to take the time to go through all that. Explain it. It's a little complex. So let's see. But this will be good enough. It's pretty efficient the way we're running this. This next command is going to be select module body from modules where showing equals 1 and name equals custom 1. Because I made a custom module and named it custom 1 in the database. So here's the query. There's the body. We'll name this custom. Oops. Custom 1. There we go. Now custom 1 will come out with this module body of custom 1 because we queried custom 1 as the name. So it won't grab the footer again. It's going to grab custom 1. And let's put that echoed out where it belongs here in the custom module section. Remove that. Echo custom 1, save, FileZilla, replace the index online, and refresh. There it is. This is my custom module. I can put any HTML data here. Okay, so now, which we will be, we'll put some HTML data in there later, and down here we'll put some links. I just wanted to show you how it pulls everything out of the MySQL database and can be dynamically rendered over many, many pages. Right now we only have two, but we'll get some more of those in there too, a few more example pages and actual body data. So that's the next step, is getting this body data to show, and that's going to take just a little more than a little query. It's going to take figuring out which, right here where we render out the link for each menu item, we got to figure out which PID it is. So we have the code for that. And that's what we'll set up now, and then we'll call this part of the series number 3 quits, and we'll go on to number 4, which at this point, looking at it, we're not too far off from done. It's all just simple forms, HTML forms that the user uses in the back end, and it manipulates the data in the database, and then the site's automatically refreshed every time. Okay, so let's go ahead and get this last little bit of code in to make this body section display correctly according to which page we press in the menu here. Okay, what I did was push the first two sections we coded out down a little bit and added a new section here. Line 6 through 19 that you see sitting there is new. And this is what I just added for determining which page ID to use in our query right here. So here we're asking if, we're not asking, we're running an if and else statement here. And in the condition for the if statement is if there's no get variable of PID from the URL string, then we just make page ID 1 to show the home page. The home page should always be number 1. And in the database, you shouldn't let your users or yourself delete page number 1, the default page, because it's always the home page. And that should never be missing. Okay, so when you start the system, you know, you just make the first page, home page number 1, will have an ID of 1, and you won't have any problems. And so else, if there is a variable set, you know how we make all these links dynamic? If that PID variable is set, which it will be if we hit any of these buttons, so if that variable is set, it's going to send that variable, we access the value of it, and we put it into the page ID variable, which is used in the query here. So if there is a variable from the URL set, we use that in the query. If not, we just default to 1, which is the home page. Now we can render out this body info right here that we gathered from the while loop of that query. Now let's see if all of this works, all three of them together, and then we have a good deal of this whole application done. The bare bones of it anyway. Right there where it says body, let's go ahead and put echo body. Save. Let's FTP it up, replace what's there now, and then refresh. There it is. That's the text that I typed in with the HTML. Remember, I made it bold and underlined. Welcome to my home page. This is using HTML to make bold style text. I spelled bold wrong. Okay, so that shows you, that's it. Everything's coming in dynamic from the database. And let's see if I hit the about. Oh, look at that. Here's my about page info, my body. Here is where I list HTML or CSS style data to render my about page. Let me hit home again. That's my magic MySQL website making right there. And it's all one file, one little index.php file. You can have as many pages as you want. And now all that's left is to show you how to get the forms in the back end, the little admin center made, to where yourself or a client can make new pages, edit existing pages, so on and so forth. And a good deal of the system is pretty much made, and it should have your wheels whirling right about now. We'll continue on in part, I think this was part 3, so we'll continue on in part 4, where we'll start the back end, where a few things can be manipulated from a nice admin center.